Darlene Love was the lead singer on some of the great girl group hits of the early 60s, produced by Phil Spector. Songs like He's a Rebel, Today I Met the Boy I'm Gonna Marry, and He's Sure the Boy I Love. Last time on Fresh Air, Love told us about how Spector recorded her and her group The Blossoms under several names, The Crystals, Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, and Darlene Love. While recording with Spector, The Blossoms also had a regular spot on the TV show Shindig. After Darlene Love split with Spector, she continued to do backup work with The Blossoms on the road and in the studio. It wasn't until 1981 that Darlene Love ventured out on her own and performed solo. That comeback was captured on a live album on Rhino Records. Love has a new album called Paint Another Picture, and it's her first studio-produced solo record. When Love first went solo, the fans wanted to hear the old songs like He's a Rebel. Since you didn't really tour and perform much when you were recording in the early 60s, did you still feel the sense of the songs belonging to you like performers feel when they sing them over and over and over again after they've become hits?
I didn't really feel like that until much later when I decided to have a solo career about 4 or 5 years ago, that the songs really belonged to me. And they were fresh also because I had never worked them.
Sure, you know, a lot of singers, I'm sure, get to hate their own songs.
I'm sure.
And feel imprisoned by their own repertoire.
Right.
How did you split with Phil Spector?
It was during the time we were doing Shindig, 1964, 65. Phil had a little thing about himself that he didn't like to share his artists with anybody else. Doing Shindig gave us a whole nother perspective away from Phil Spector. And eventually, he just let us go rather than compete with the television show. So we kind of left, not really on bad terms, but not on good terms either. It was just, we just stopped talking, stopped dealing. I signed a contract, a recording contract, in 1966 with Gamble and Huff in Philadelphia to start recording with them. And after being in Philadelphia for 2 or 3 days, one of the guys called me and told me to come into the office, and they told me they had just gave my contract to Phil Spector after all those years. And there I was, thought I was free of Phil Spector, and there I was back with him again. And I found out later that their lawyers and Phil Spector's lawyer was the same lawyer. And that's how he got me back again.
Did you actually record with him again?
One time. And it was during... I got along with Phil fine the first, from 62 to 65. But when I got back with him around 66, 67, he had changed. He had become, I guess, the big, powerful machine in this business that I didn't really relate to. And when I went into the recording studio with him, it was all about a game, it seemed like, anyway. It was a song we recorded called Lord, If You're a Woman, that I'd never liked the song. But I recorded it anyway, and me and Phil got into a big fight while I was recording it. We had spent probably a couple of hours on the song recording, so he had enough takes on it. And he started playing games, like people were coming into the studio, and he would say, I'm gonna make her sing it again. They would play with the lights, you know, just teeny boppers things, you know, stuff that make you very mad, irritable. So while this was going on, I just said, excuse me, is anybody listening to me? And I said, I'm leaving. Phil, it's been nice. And I walked out of the studio and never came back. But Phil put that record out exactly the way it was.
Did you like it?
No. I was very upset about that. Because it wasn't a very good vocal, I didn't think.
Lord, if you're a woman, listen to your sister. Lord, if you're a woman, stay. I've been loving him so long.
So long.
He's been treating me so long.
So long.
So come on, come on, come on. And then your sister ahead.
over the past few years, you've started singing solo again. In 1981, you did a nightclub act at Bill Medley's nightclub. Just a couple of years ago, you performed in Leader of the Pack, which was a review of songs written by Ellie Greenwich. You've performed in clubs with Paul Schaefer accompanying you. Were you surprised when you found out that you had fans who knew who you were, who knew who Darlene Love was?
I wasn't surprised. I was shocked. I just didn't. When you stay out of touch, you know, with the public, you don't really know. You don't even realize. I had no idea that the people still really love these songs until I decided to start this solo career again. Even today, I can't even get on the stage without singing like songs like Do Run Run. And even the song that was on the Christmas album, Christmas Baby Please Come Home, the audience just will not let me off the stage without singing a lot of those songs because they really do love them.
You have a new record, and on it you do a lot of new songs. You do one standard, When You Walk Through a Storm, and you do one song, but only one song, associated with your past, He's Sure the Boy I Love, which you sing, He's Sure the Man I Love. Tell me what went into your decision to do that one song.
Well, that came about because of my manager, Kenny Laguna. When I first got back with him and we were trying to decide what we were going to do. Kenny had this idea to do He's Sure the Boy I Love because he thought it was a great song, and he thought out of all the songs that I did with Phil Spector, that was one of the greatest songs that we did because of the lyrics. And he thought if we slowed it down and gave it a funkier beat, that would be a great record.
You said that Phil Spector controlled a little the way you sang, that he wanted to tone down your singing. Do you think that you sing differently on this album than listeners will remember from your earlier records?
I think so. They're going to hear more of, I think, the soulfulness that I have down inside of me on this album more than they did on the earlier things. But I think today it's just an adult, you know, matured sound, the way I feel about those songs today, because my producers that produced this record let me sing these songs the way I sing them in person. And that's what I think is the difference.
You've, as far as I know, stayed off of the oldies circuit for the past few years, and there's been a lot of performers from the early 60s. On the oldie circuit. Now, can we expect to see you on that, or are you going to continue to stay off it?
No. I'm going to continue to stay off it because I think it brands you. It keeps you with a certain group of people. Also, the oldie shows doesn't really give you a chance to let the people know who you are. You go out on the stage, you sing your two hits or your three hits or whatever. You know, it doesn't really, I'm really just getting started after the third or fourth song. I like for my audience to get to know who I am, and you can't do that when you do those shows.
And you want to sing new material, too?
Right.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Darlene Love's new album, Paint Another Picture, is on Columbia Records. This is Fresh Air.